Blog Talk Radio.
We got a problem.
What's up? What's up, good people? It's Kazi Digital here. What's up with y'all, man? We're about to go live on the Straight Talk, No Chase. You know what I'm saying? Podcast. I'm just going live to let y'all know that we're about to go live. But you can be on this live feed if you want. I just want to let you know the topic is going to be this evening. We're going to be talking about the modern woman. The modern woman, so to speak. Kevin Samuels. Brother Kevin Samuels has been generating a lot of publicity. There's a lot of women up in arms about, you know, understanding if you want to get married, what a man is really looking for. Now, if you want to be out here by yourself, want to be an independent woman, want to do everything yourself, you know, you want to have your dog, your cat, your mom, and whatever life you want to have, don't pay attention to any of his advice, because it's only for the woman who is interested in getting married to a high-value man and keeping a high-value man. And if that's your goal, you need to listen up, because he's one of the people in the modern era, I would like to say, that is actually trying to wake black women up and women in general to understand that what they think men want is not actually what men want. And you have to be really, you know, intentional about understanding what a man wants that you want, right? If you want a six-figure man, if you want a man that has his own business, you want a man that's the most outstanding man in his community, you have a lot of asks, right? If you have so many asks of this man is going to have asks of you, right? This is not a one-sided game that we're playing over. So I think it's going to be a very interesting episode when we, you know, get it down to the nitty gritty. Please, any of my lady friends is following, please call in, because I hate to have these type of debates without a woman's opinion, because at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be representing some of your opinions. So I would love to have you guys call in, you know, and share your opinion. Yeah, actually, it would be super important to me if you did so, you know? Especially all the people that be on the post all day. We'll get Nikki to call in. We'll get Clarissa to call in. We need to get y'all to call in. Raheem, what's up, bro? Share the live right now, man. We about to go in. We got the backyard set up today. We're recording outside today.
All right, let's get it.
Shout out to my man, Tony Lewis. We don't need D.C. versus mass incarceration, man. We're trying to bring brothers home. Y'all see the shirt. Anybody serving a life
or
nonviolent drug offense?
Straight Talk, No Chase. We are live. Kazi Digital, myself, doing a little impromptu tonight. He's out of town. He will be back with us on the next episode. Hopefully, we're still going live by the time he lands. Maybe he can call in.
Another dollar, as I like to say.
Okay.
Come find me. Went to my favorite spot. Stay at Joe's. Shout out to the staff at Joe's. They always treat me right. I was with my partner, Shannard, the CEO of Also, we were celebrating today, actually. We signed some new contracts. So it was a good day, man. Black people are doing great black business. So that's always something to celebrate.
That's a bet, man. Same thing here, man. Just been handling business all day. You know, I called you at the last minute because I really wanted to get on this whole Kevin Samuels situation that's been very, very, I say there's been a somewhat of an internet craze over it lately.
He's the GOAT. Kevin Sane is the GOAT. Hold on, before we get to this episode, sponsored by Don 70, pour me up a shot, sir. That has to happen.
Just cut the check.
You gotta get, look here. We bought enough of this to put somebody kids through college, man. Somebody cut the check.
For sure, for sure. I guess the first thing that you need to put in context is exactly what the man does. So from what I see, he gives black men and black women great relationship advice. It's not necessarily what people want to hear, but it's great advice nonetheless. I mean, it's straightforward, it's logical, it makes sense. And I think in most times he gives people the best outcome they can have based on the circumstances that he gives them.
I can agree with that. And y'all know me on this show, I'm a big data guy. I'm a big fact guy. He always gives historical context and data to the things that he tells a woman, right? He lets them know, hey, we're not talking about a small outlier. We're not talking about a one-off situation. We're talking about the majority of women going through a particular circumstance. And we're talking about statistically where their marriage rates are, where their divorce rates are, where their income in correlation to their marriage and divorce rates are. Like, he always gives the facts to back up, you know, his advice to men and women on the show.
But, I mean, why do you think that women are so upset about it, though? I'm not going to say all women, but a lot of women, especially women who are in relationships and have men, they don't normally trip off things he says because they're up under a man long enough. That's just how men are. Was straightforward, and he's telling the truth. But a lot of women, when I ask them, okay, what's your problem with him? What has he said wrong? They can never tell me what he said wrong. The only thing they can tell me is, oh, well, he's gay. And he said several times that he's not gay. However, that's their only shot. Oh, he's gay.
Now they call him a misogynist. They call him he hates women. They give him a few bars. You know what I'm saying?
But they're worthless bars. At the end of the day, you can't refute what he's saying.
So, and I like the fact that how he speaks, like he's built a career as an image consultant, right? And he consults men first. So, ultimately, we have to be honest about what we're doing out there. 90-something percent of all activity is related to women and sex. Right? Like, and we have no illusions about that at this point. Like, where we live, what we drive, how we dress, like what we eat, where we work out, it's a lot of it is dealing around the opposite sex. Women, on the other hand, now have tried to pretend that, well, I'm not going to say pretend, they trying to mask the fact that a lot of the things they do is to attract a man or attract the man they think they can get or the man that they think they want without even understanding who that man is and what that man wants. So I think Kevin Samuels exposed that gap between the quote-unquote modern woman and the modern man. And we realize we're miles apart on a lot of things. And society is teaching us to be separate deliberately instead of being together on a lot of these issues that we are miles apart on.
Yeah, and I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the media, in my opinion. Non-stop. They hype black women up so much that they're starting to think that they're their own ethnic group.
So I think,
and it's like you can't tell them anything because, you know, the whole, and you know, I joke about the black girl magic stuff a lot, but psychologically that does a lot to black women.
But it's marketing.
Right.
So one thing I understand, you know, that's my field, marketing. And I can relate to when he says that black women have been marketed products and ideology in a certain way for the last 30 years that serves their ego, but it does not serve them in terms of their goals in building relationships and families. And we got to realize these are two different things. If they want to be the modern woman, single, great career, know your community, business tycoon, those are completely different goals between being a wife, a mother, a runner of a household, a companion, all together. Unfortunately, in the modern society, it's very hard to be both and do both effectively. You can try to do both, but are you doing both effectively?
Let's just call a spade a spade. They have convinced black women that competing with men is worth it. When at the end of the day, you can compete with men all you want. You can get all these accolades and you get all these degrees. But at the end of the day, you're not going to have a man because a man doesn't want to compete with you. We don't want to compete with you. We just want you to be mixed and cooperative, and we'll do the same. I could care less, like, if you can do what a man can do. I don't want a man. So, like, why would you think you doing that with you in a better position? It's like a lot of our women are trained, or I would say coerced into spending their 20s defending themselves, right? And if you don't slip up and get pregnant by some joke you did in the first place, you put a whole lot of mileage in yourself. So by the time you're in your 30s, you're like, where's all the eligible men that want to get married?
So I want to take it back to that, the competing thing, right? Where though black women have been picked to compete against black men. It's one thing that women fail to realize that motivates us. You motivate us. At the end of the day, it's no way you will ever out-business a businessman because his motivation is different. He's doing business for him. You're not doing business for your provider. At the end of the day, you made $1 million and you can leave it all alone to get a good husband and kids. A lot of women, man, is striving to provide. So them pitting us together in competition is a losing competition because you won't be out competing us because that's what we do. Men built the world because we building the world for the women. You're not building the world for us. You're doing your thing. You're following your passion, but your biological urges are pushing against your passion. I've known several of career women, single women who would drop it at a hat to build their own family. Drop it. They could be at the top of their game, sell their business, drop it at a hat because that wasn't their ultimate goal. Their biological leanings are telling them what's going to make them more happy, being a CEO, COO of a major company, or being a CEO or COO of their life, running their household, taking care of their kids, taking care of their families, which one is going to make them more happier. Not saying that they don't have the smarts, the ability, the anything to run whatever they want to run, but for them, it comes to the time where they want it that time. For a man, that time never exists. Actually, as we get older, we ramp up. Like, men tend to ascend in their late 30s and 40s.
Yes.
Women tend to wind down in their late 30s and 40s. It's the reason why. Because women are in pursuit of security, in pursuit of safety, in pursuit of comfort. Men have to provide that safety, security, and comfort. So once we start sitting around bullshitting, we're thinking about the long term. We're thinking about how we have to provide for you. So our drive is going to be 10 times yours
in that situation. Exactly. But I want to keep it in perspective. Okay. Targeted towards a popular perception that is portrayed for black women. Like, this is geared towards the women who have reached their, who passed their prime in life, probably have made some notable accomplishments, but don't realize
I wouldn't even say past their prime.
I'll say past their prime, but then they get to the point where they're past their prime, but the media is telling you, you still deserve the man of your dreams, but reality will hit you like a freight train. And that's what I think is the essence of what you're 42 years old. You want a nigga that's 6'4", muscle bound, and makes $500,000 a year.
So
I mean, you're at your position. You're 42. Maybe you got two kids, not married. Maybe you gained a little weight, but you want this guy.
So I think
there's competition out here.
No, there's absolutely competition. I think he's doing is actually which is most important. Women have made up in their minds what they think men want. Instead of listening to men tell you what they want, right? You actually have an outside chance of getting that man of your dreams, even if you're a little over the hill up past your prime, if you actually paid attention to what that man actually wants. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could be a younger girl. You could be a woman that's finer, that's younger, that quote-unquote has all of the advantages over you because you got wisdom. If you use your wisdom and use your smart and help that man really plan a household, you get that guy.
Or you could get your head out of your own ass.
That's in your lane.
You know what I mean? Lane. Like, there's a whole lot of decent men out here who don't make $500,000 a year, who make 100, maybe a little under 100, that are decent men.
But hold on. We're talking about the top 1%. Ladies, you got to realize, especially all of our ladies and friends that are listening outside of the DMV area, there are very few professions for men where they make six figures if they're not an entrepreneur, engineer, or business. All other professions don't come close to that money. But if you're in a place, if you're in West Virginia, you're Delaware, you're making $60,000, that's not a bad living.
Right, especially in Delaware.
Yeah, it's not a bad living. If you're making $60,000 in Raleigh-Durham, it's not a bad living. You can afford to build a life with somebody. But if you're looking for the $100,000 man in Raleigh, in Delaware, in these smaller places where that's definitely in the 1%, especially if you're looking for a black man, I'm speaking to my black women, you want the cream of the crop. And I think what a lot of black women don't realize is some shit that comes with fucking with the king.
It is.
The king on the block.
It's because it's a whole lot of people who want your place.
Yeah. For my Christian women out there, look at every major king of the Bible, right? Go back and go through your Bible. Count how many wives and concubines they all had, from David to Solomon to, you name it, right? It's documented. Why do you think they had access to all of these things? I feel like Islam got it right, right? If you want to have multiple wives, you need to be able to afford multiple wives.
Yeah, facts.
Like, if you want to have, you have to be able to afford, because at the end of the day, women want safety and security. I feel like men can provide safety and security for more than one woman if they choose to.
I mean, plus, we have to look. We have to, our generation, man, and the one right under us, we're going to have to take a good, long, hard look at our community in the first place. Like,
yeah,
I was in a conversation with a few women the other day about men. No, it was about the game. The game came up with on Twitter talking about how if you don't, I'm going to send you like that real man if you're splitting half the bills,
yeah.
Right? All these women praising game, because he's telling you what you want to hear. But in actuality, next to no one in our entire community can afford to live like that. We have to have two income homes at this point. We have to start from somewhere. In order to, so the next generation can come up, we have to get over these crazy idealistic things that we want out of our mate and realize in order for us to survive, we're going to have to just come to reality, be who we are, get together, and move on. But for a lot of people, that's hard to do. Because when you're sitting up watching Real House in Atlanta and all this other shit, you think that you need a burger bag and you think that you have to live this glorious life. Well, you don't. Football right now.
Because one thing you got to realize, ladies, you want this lifestyle, speak to a woman who is actually in this lifestyle with a man who can afford to buy you a Birkin, can afford to fly you on every trip you want to be flown on, can afford to give you the life you want, right? I like to quote the great Conway the Machine.
Okay.
You want to cry in this Toyota or the Maybach? Because you're going to cry at some point.
Yeah.
So where do you want to cry? If I want to quote the great Pusha T, there are plenty of holes in a baller's nigga's matrix.
Yeah. Shit, there's plenty of holes in a bum nigga's matrix. So just imagine if a nigga's
hey, look.
I mean, I don't know. It's just getting crazy out here, man. Like, but to stay on topic, like, I really wish we could get some ladies to call in. I really want to know why you guys don't like.
Is the number on the screen?
Yeah, it's on there.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers call in.
I really just want to know why women can't stand a man. Like, if I see a woman talking about a man, if I'm not the nigga she's talking about, I'm not offended. You know what I mean? But it's like you say you correct one woman on something that she needs to be corrected on, and it's like all of them come and try to jump you after that. Well, you know, we should just acknowledge the fact that the truth is being told. Like, people need to hear this type of shit. You can't walk around in la-la land, you know, playing relationship lottery. Like, you got to, if you want to be married and you want to find that person that you can settle down with and do things with, you're going to have to seriously come out of the clouds, look at what's around, look in the mirror, and then go from there.
So, women, we have to... have been played on. I think society and media has taught you to disrespect and undervalue your average blue-collar working black man, right?
Okay.
Through television, through the media, through music. Like, I'll be the first to say that we promote music that downs the average working class man. And take your bitch, fuck your bitch. He's gonna do this, he's gonna do. Like,
right.
The average man has no chance. Oh, if a rich dude wants you, there's nothing they can do for you. Like, you've been fed this buffet of shit that is gonna make you not value the black man in your community. That when all of this stuff goes away, which was funny when Kevin Sanger said this, right? When all of these systems go away, like when the corona. You see all these people in the grocery store, don't got no food in their cart, can't fix nothing in their house, can't do anything, because this world is set up for men in a certain way, right? We built the world. We understand how to fix and maintain this world that we built, right? When you said the analogy of if a man has a car, he's fully expecting to be able to take care of the car. If a woman has a car and it has an issue, he's fully expecting to be able to call another man,
right,
to
call a man
to take care of him. If you're dealing with a man, right, and you feel like this man is going to be unruly, you're going to call 911. You're not expecting a woman to show up, are you? You're expecting a man to show up to come protect you. And
from
all
the man.
Yeah, all of these systems are in place to cater to you, and you don't realize how they are in place to cater to you and how you really need men. So for the women who he could be working in Walmart, he could be working at the gas station, he could have his own small business, but he is a hard-working, God-fearing,
I'll say this,
conscious man that you downplay.
You're working at the gas station, and you're not, and you're under 20 years old, you definitely got to step the game up, because
the thing about this, what if you're a return citizen, right?
Okay.
And you got to look at what's the jobs available to you. This man could be a solid man. This man might have went to jail as a boss, but had to come back home and get a job to take care of his family.
But here's the thing. Like, if I got to have a conversation with him, then it's going to be a little rough, too. Because, bro, I mean, you know, of course, some people get locked up for things they do.
Yeah.
But I'm just, in general, if you did something, caught you a felony or something like that, you got locked up. Bro, it's on you to get your life on track to where it should be.
Oh, I agree with that.
You know what I mean? Like, I honestly, like,
But he should he not be able to deal with a woman while he's getting his life on track?
Oh, listen, like you said, women want security. Like that's your problem. That's not the woman's problem. That's your problem.
Remember we had this conversation off camera though, right? Where culturally we're one of the only cultures that the man's respect is so tied to his ability to provide, or not even his ability to provide, but his socioeconomic status. Whereas though you look at the Latino community, the white community, the immigrant community, the dude could be selling oranges on the side of the road. The dude could be working at Taco Bell.
He's still going to go home to a happy wife.
Yeah, they have a family structure, a hierarchy still, no matter what, whether he's a $7 an hour worker or he makes $100,000 managing the restaurant, they still operate under a cultural hierarchy that supports the family structure.
Right, but what I'm saying is if you're working at a gas station and you're 35 years old, there's a lot of things that you can get into that don't even cost much money that you could do to earn more money.
I agree with that, but then that's making us black men, right? We always have to be the fucking extraordinary. Like, we got to be...
I'm not saying that.
Because guess what? If a dude, like, enjoys his job, he works at the gas station, he makes his $12 an hour, right? And he takes care of his responsibility. He loves his woman. He loves his family.
I'm telling you, you're not going to get married.
I ain't talking about Holly.
You might get, like, Precious.
But Precious. But that's the whole key to this shit. Precious want us. But Precious, what do you bring to the table?
Right.
Table for us, Precious? No, you got to stay in
Precious,
your lane.
You taking off the table.
Yeah.
Really.
You got to, Precious. And shout out to Gabrielle Sitterberg. Precious. But in reality, we have to understand where we are sexually and attractive. I love the fact that he asked women, what do you rape yourself? And then he raped them.
Yeah.
Because that's a real sobering reminder.
He calls Sweetie adjustable six. I was like, whoa.
She is, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's correct.
So, ladies, take this, right? You got a glimpse into the mind of how men really think. And you're shocked.
First of all, that's not even the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, and you're scared. You're shocked and you're scared. And you should be. But you should take it as a learning lesson. You got to understand just how you value a man, his ability to provide. We value your ability to turn us.
Think about all the things that you're dealing with. And you disagree on this subject, but I think it's a problem. Accident, with the woman twerking on the tapes.
Yeah.
No respect for the No respect. And it was actually a 50-50 question. People were saying more like, man, they should be able to twerk. Like, what? Wow.
So you playing twerk music, bitch twerking. Look, these niggas had Hennessy slushies.
The man said once, twice, three times. Like, at what point does it put in
and respect his business?
Hey, look, like I said, you cheer on that type of behavior, you're going to get more than Kevin Samuels and Whitworks because it's a response to the way masks have been affected over the past 30 years.
I agree that I think the masculinity has, I don't go as far as say masculinity is attacked.
It is. Definitely is.
But I think it's more of a...
You got Kid Cudi in a Grammy.
I don't judge somebody by clickbait. He's a clickbait. So I don't judge the trajectory of society by clickbait. Because that's what they do that so we can talk about them because this shit is flatline. So I'm not going to fall for that okie doke. I'm talking about if it's right, if it's right, if it's wrong, it's wrong. Only reason I disagree with you on the situation in Dallas as a promoter, you set the stage for your place. As an owner, you set the stage for your place. I know how to get it popping. I know how to slow shit down.
Right.
If you got, look.
We can agree to disagree on that.
But no, I just want to put, one hour wait in your place. And the fuck is this waiting? No.
Fucking times I tell you to stop dancing in my restaurant, it's no excuse. Because your perception is the first time. I'll give you that. Oh, twerk music, we can twerk. Ma'am, please stop twerking.
Why I feel like I got a little bit tickle on this, Joan, is I've gone through this damn the exact situation during Henny and Waffles, right?
It's Henny and Waffles.
But the backstory what threw me off, they were serving them Hennessy.
I'm going to tell you why it matters.
If I'm serving you Hennessy margaritas, Hennessy this, drink that while you're waiting to see, right? So you're setting a... They were waiting. So I did a little research in the back. Because I was like, how did they set up like that so fast? So they're dealing with an hour,
so hold on.
45
minutes.
Think
about what you can do right now. You're about to make it. Some grown women, you're about to give them, let them off the hook. Waiting on their table and start at the pool.
Did I say I let them off?
That's what it sounds like.
Just try to frame my argument for me. So I think definitely couple, but as a thrower, promoter, here, you understand how to set stage and set your atmosphere. If I don't like, right, while women are waiting to get in the building, and when they get the building, I play throw the ass in a circle.
I can't confirm without any of that happened.
Hypothetically, I buy 5 hours of Henny shots while they're waiting to get the building.
I tell you not to do something in my establishment. You keep doing it. It was nice about it. He cuts them out on the stage. I'm going to tell him, I get the fuck out. The same time.
Yeah. That's when you're and we steal your shit, you're mad. Like, you invited. That's the interview you invited. If they jumped up.
They're jumping up on tables, though. Like,
they're playing that in her.
So, if they.
My clubs hire certain DJs, play certain music because you set the atmosphere. But I don't go too far down. But just you're a fucking idiot.
You're an adult. You shouldn't be up on my tables doing a bunch of bullshit. You should
don't play club music if you don't own a club. You own a restaurant.
You can play what you want.
No, you. Trip Simpson, you expected to find sophisticated women when you go in a restaurant that's playing third ass in the club.
And where I am.
If you're anywhere in the United Great, I expected in a classy, fine woman when you walk into the restaurant, and you could have met your grandma. He's operating a fine dining restaurant, right? You walk in with the daughters, the wife, and the son, and you sit at the table. They're playing third ass. Any edited version. It's the real version. And they play throw that ass in the circle.
We can agree to
that's what
I got a family in Dallas when they say it's a spot.
You know how to set the stage. You set the stage on the Peter went to the DJ and said, put Sade on.
So let me ask you this.
He's always a emotional, like, that's something almost.
Oh, shit. Oh, I'm talking about that. You do that, sorry, funny. What's it look like on?
At a 5 foot and foot. Yeah, this shit wild. We ain't been on 5 seconds. Look, bro.
Okay, we might be out
the rest of the couples in the restaurant was looking at these hoes. They were playing both that ass in a circle. So if they play our club hires certain DJs, play certain music because you set the atmosphere. And play twerk music.
You're an adult.
And get mad.
You're an adult. You're an adult. I should have had to babysit you.
Fucking idiot.
You're an adult. You're doing a bullshit.
You should. That's it. Don't play club music if you don't own a club. You own a restaurant.
Club music and you gotta fucking find restaurant.
All right, we're back.
Serving chicken and waffles. Talking about this fine dining.
We're back, I think.
Turtleneck ass nigga.
Hold on, let me check. Give us one shot.
I ain't get alert.
You can play whatever you want.
I ain't getting no. Oh no, we live.
All right, cool. We back up.
It looked like it. I lied. I don't know.
No, we back up. The stream is good. I think we're good. All right. So let's stop. Let's hear where we left off.
Let's get back to the real topic. Is anybody going to call in?
Shit, they got to know we back on the motherfucking internet first. I mean, it's going to be up, but you know what?
I'm not seeing it.
Stop it.
We definitely not up.
It's cold out there. You actually just put
the hard connection. I thought that was going to record at home too.
Yeah, but the Wi-Fi is so good too. Man, we found it from stationary.
Yeah. Got all these damn kids and your wife on Wi-Fi right now.
Gosh, she's...
to
mushroom.
You like mushrooms.
What's up?
Oh, you look cute.
Recording my podcast.
Oh, what's up with that?
Dope.
I was just talking. I was calling to talk business. That's all.
What's
we're
up?
Conducting business, and we're conducting
all this
stuff.
All right, let's see. You put me in my grandmother's funeral tomorrow. I know you told me you wanted to go.
All right, I think we might be back up. I don't know. All right, we're back up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what the hell happened. Maybe it was Satan doing his work, trying to shut us down, but we're back. I'm not sure where we got cut off at, but we were talking about why black women hate Kevin Samuels, and we got off and started talking about that Dallas incident again.
Yeah. Let's encourage some people to call in. Ladies, call into the show.
For sure.
We need some feedback right now.
Dallas incident again.
I'm out of the lines. I'll see if anybody calls in. We just went back live, so I'm not even sure if anybody's on the screen yet. But
got like five people on.
Right now?
Strong five.
The phone number is 914-205-5425 if you want to put your 2 cents situation. As you know, he was at the Grammys?
Yeah.
Was it Grammys?
Nah, he was on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, well, wherever he was at, this motherfucker decided to wear a dress and perform a song.
I know he was doing it to a tribute for Kurt Cobain because I saw the pictures. He wore the same dress, but
that makes it even worse. Well, no, it wasn't the same dress. Actually, it was an off-white dress.
Well, off-white designed it based upon the Kurt Cobain design.
No, that's off-white and Kid Cudi's new line of clothing. They announced it after all that shit.
But it was based upon Kid Cudi posted a picture of him and Kurt Cobain with the same shit. That's the only reason I know.
Right, but how are you going to just use a dead man market your product? Well, that's what it ain't for the tribute.
Cold-blooded.
I mean, but that ain't even the biggest problem. The biggest problem to me is, like I was saying, I think that black masculinity is being attacked brutally right now. And Kid Cudi wearing this dress. First of all, you wore a dress on SNL as a tribute to a white man. Man, you can't make this shit up.
But then
man.
Again, I will echo your sentiments when you say, like, a lot of celebrities.
Black
are
celebrities are trash.
Kid Cudi has never been someone I would look to for some type of moral compass or some
right.
leadership.
But I don't look to any celebrity for moral compass.
So
my thing is just, my nigga. All this shit going on right now. You come out in fucking dress.
You know what Kid Cudi is worried about? What Kid Cudi is worried about? Kid Cudi.
Yeah.
He did that for a publicity stunt, and guess what? We talking about the nigga right now. So, mission accomplished for him.
I mean...
Because guess what? Other than this, his shit's dead. He was hot. He Man on the Moon, I like that album.
I actually like his first two or three albums.
Even the joint where he really got the hum of the... He's the best humming nigga in the game. That nigga hum was an instrument. That was some real shit. That was just petty. That was petty.
His hum game, though?
Anyway. You know he you can't fan a Kid Cudi. Ain't
like
no that
humming,
nigga. That nigga hum.
You like that humming way too much.
Hey, no, that's you.
Do you sit on the speaker when he starts humming?
Why you the one who sexualizes hum? You the one who did that. You took it somewhere I wasn't even. I wasn't in.
You should have saw the joy in your face when you started talking
no.
about his hum.
The niggas would be like, that nigga be killing the hums like an instrument. I didn't even take it to where anything. And that nigga brought some life back to his, like people are actually talking about him. So, I mean, I'm in marketing, so I'm aware when people do marketing ploys and marketing tricks. Otherwise,
definitely
who the fuck is even caring about who's on Saturday Night Live other than when they pull stunts? Last time we talked about Saturday Night Live was Megan Thee Stallion when she put Malcolm X and Martin Luther King within her performance. The last time before that was probably Dave Chappelle. So people pull stunts. They recognize buzz when you're dead. So I don't even attribute it to the leader thing. Playbook and his rhyming. People along the line who have done this shit, who run the play, that androgynous shit, the play in the playbook. So I think there are many other instances that I can point to where I actually feel like masculine is not going to make interesting. So I just think in different ways that certain people think it is fact. When you emasculate the black men in the workplace and make it easy for black women to them. You make him cut his hair. You make him tighten up his voice. Like, it's certain things that literally affect us on a regular basis. And
that's you. What I'm saying is, and it's young men are watching, little kids are watching this. So when you see a man in a dress get all of this publicity and all of these accolades from the dominant society for wearing a fucking dress, now what does that put in your mind as a child?
But
that's wear a dress.
But that's an individual choice by Kid Cudi, right? Because you got to look at what area. Does anybody disrespect Martin from playing Shanae? I don't.
I think it was unnecessary, but...
But do you be like, oh, this motherfucker Martin? No, when we saw it within that era, within context, Martin is a comedic genius. Now, when we talk about Tyler Perry Madea, I feel slightly different about that because I felt like it was a little mammy. Like, he had a little mammy tinge to it that I didn't like, right?
But Shanae was definitely...
Yeah. But to me, it was more accurate. Everybody knew Shanae. That Shanae felt less of a caricature. Madea felt more of a caricature of black life versus everybody knew a Shanae. Even Jamie Foxx or Wanda. Niggas knew a Wanda.
Yeah.
And I feel like Jamie went a little further, but like niggas to this day would never be like, oh, Martin was on the agenda.
Kid Cudi came out like with a straight face.
But that's the thing.
With a dress on.
Kid, who the fuck is Kid Cudi? He's never been any type of moral compass in the black community. He's honestly, he hasn't even represented the black community through his music or through anything.
It's not about that though. It's about what the kids are seeing, bro.
What black kids are looking up to Kid Cudi?
It's not about them looking up to him. It's about what they're seeing. This guy is praising this guy for wearing a fucking dress.
What? No, you just mentioned black kids. What black kids are looking up to Kid Cudi at this point in his career?
I mean, I don't know any fucking names. Like, I can't, you know, names. But
none.
But they're on the internet. They're on TikTok. They're on Instagram. They're on all of these platforms, and you can see this shit happen. It's being talked about.
But the nigga looks wild. Don't, like, nobody was like, oh, my God, like, this is a super expression of this. And like, he like, his music is, this is a publicity stuff. Like, he's not, like, it's not. If Kanye wore a dress and, like, the biggest nigga in the game did something like that and everybody's talking about it and is really has the cash say or the way
to sway
our community.
This is just another quick uppercut amongst many. What just happened? You had Lil Nas X in a dress. twerking on all type of wild
that
shit.
Nigga's gay. Like, so
it's one thing to be gay, but it's one thing to be totally demasculinized.
You,
like,
so
there's plenty of gay men that walk around with men's clothes and act like a happen to like
so would
gay
you,
sex.
So
but what I'm saying is little Nas X. Really?
That's how they do. They walk around masculine clothes and they just like
but what but what I'm saying is what Little Nas X did was like just beyond crazy.
So this is the thing. We do not get to choose and I don't think because you want to get hold on, y'all. Don't want anybody coming to you and tell you how to express your views on today. How to express on, and you have an audience of people who agree with you. Audience of people who agree with you. Just as an audience of he's a gay man. Again, who's been tormented, treated a certain way his whole life, is going to express himself. I'm not there. So we live 21. We a little more.
Let me tell you something. Man. This shit today is going to be a pleasure. I don't give a fuck if you fat black person, a gay black person, a black person with myself, never. You're black. The reason why you're and reason any that you're friend is I don't know.
Are people teased on us?
Everybody, I was teased. Everybody's teased.
Action. They have no.
Okay. People get teased.
So discount somebody. So, like, it's so different. It's
everybody gay cause all rich.
I agree with that. But when
it wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't that
so,
like that.
No, it's different when so he's playing on that religious thing. That's a whole nother ballgame.
Well, don't nobody in no religion. If you go to the black church, it's nothing but gays in there. The choir director gay. The usher's gay. They all gay.
But do they condemn the people? So hold on.
They do not condemn gays in black church.
Yes, the fuck they do.
That's so, who's in the church.
So, but what I'm saying is...
Who's in the church?
What I don't like to do is take somebody's lived experience and tell them it's not valid.
Well, listen, unfortunately, we're at a point in white supremacy right now. We have to circle our wagons and trim the extra fat. We don't have time.
So can he, because he's gay, he can't be pro-black?
Bro, all this shit going on right now with black people.
That's
he chose the gay side. He's not standing up making profound messages for black folks. Everything he do and everything he says is advocating for LGBT rights. And all they're doing is using it. They just using it.
So what you're saying is, because he's black,
he just did. It was just a little special with Lil Nas X,
yeah,
talking to middle school kids,
yeah,
about coming out of the closet.
Yeah,
like they're sucking this dude.
So let's
they're bleeding him dry. What I'm saying is they're bleeding
him
dry. Putting them on a worldwide tour.
Hold on. Let's put a pin in what you just said. He's talking to middle school students, right? Can you honestly say, because I can honestly say, the kids I knew or were affiliated with me that I thought were gay in middle school turned out to be gay.
This is
with,
what I'm
hold
you.
On, no.
He's
no,
a straight kid. Right?
With
so
no pride.
One of the kids made a joke. He was like, yeah, I know about coming out of the closet. One time, my brother was play fighting my cousin, and he suplexed him, and they fell out of the closet. Is that coming out of the closet? These kids, like, you're fucking with kids, innocent kids.
So. I'm going to reiterate. Every kid I knew, I was Dirty Birdie Backus. Coolest ninth grade.
Shout out to Dirty Birdie.
Every fucking kid that threw the ball a little different, ran a little different, dressed a little different, did a little different things, and we thought were different? Guess what they turned out to be? Motherfucking different.
Fine, but nobody dogged them for being gay.
Yes, they did.
Look,
SPG, all of the words, I'm using them. So for me to say, that's just made up, it would be fluke because I did it.
Let me ask you a question. Right, but you also tease people for other things.
But you can't tell
that's
people.
That's what black people do. We make jokes.
I used
to make jokes about a whole lot of people, but guess what? Yo.
Well, I'm not.
My motherfucker hat fall off. My hairline was fucked up. Niggas flame my haircut.
I'm not in the camp.
What am I gonna kill myself?
I'm not in the camp. Anybody else is doing that. Black people are somehow most races. I'm not in that camp. So don't push me to that camp. I'm saying that you can't devalue or disavow someone's lived experience because they lived it.
I'm not disavowing anything, but I understand a play when I see one. I understand a play when I see one. Bro.
I mean, we're always used for something.
That doesn't make it good.
But so I can separate this man's experience.
You can
why?
What you can do.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you, sir,
yeah.
is it's bigger than me and you. Me and you can look at a situation, dissect it, and say, okay, this is bullshit. That's bullshit. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about me and you. I'm talking about the general public.
So
and the young pool of the pool of young minds. That are being shaped right now.
So
do you understand that if we push this effeminate behavior, and when I say effeminate behavior, if you're gay, you can't be masculine. I'm not saying that. But if we push effeminate behavior.
You just contradicted yourself in one whole statement.
How?
So
there's plenty of gay dudes that ain't feminine.
And there's plenty of dudes who ain't gay that got feminine tendencies.
So what I'm saying is...
We both know niggas that grew with their mama and grandma.
Is eating this shit up all day and laughing because the more and more you push this shit on us, the less they have to worry about.
So do I think people have nefarious means for black people, agendas out there? I do agree. They do. But when it comes specifically to entertainment, people like Little Nas X, people like whoever you want to name it.
Well, that's the main.
Whatever you want to name it, entertainment, right? They don't need him. They don't need him. I think the Young Dolphs, a little baby kind of in the room. I think the Pooh Shiesties, I think these niggas are much more detrimental to the community than a Little Nas X. Exponentially more deadly to our community than a Little Nas.
I mean, you're making. We've already had the conversation about crap and what it's doing to the community.
But no, but you said
I'm adamant
no,
about that.
No, but we're talking about agenda.
But
so he's speaking to a specific group of people that when he speaks, they hear it.
What I'm telling you is that
that's what you don't realize.
Little Nas X and little all these little motherfuckers. They all for the same people.
I've worked with high school, elementary. I see a little says it resonates. All the kids could give two fucks about a Little Nas X and what the little devil. They don't give a fuck. Little boys want little.
Listen to what I'm telling you, man. First of all, what I'm saying is,
yeah.
Because it's been an experiment in small ways, it's not going to be some big mass turnaround of effeminate men. But it's like the frog that's being cooked in warm water. I'm slowly cooking your ass. Till one day you wake up and you're cooked and you didn't even know because you don't